Just down Market Street from Philadelphia City Hall, the Liberty Bell was moved today. It was transferred from a building it's occupied since 1976 to a new structure a few hundred yards away. Some are celebrating the new Liberty Bell Center. Others say the National Park Service should do more to acknowledge the site's tarnished history. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
The Liberty Bell emerged from its old steel and glass home at dawn, surrounded by dozens of historical reenactors in full colonial regalia. The bell traveled just under 1,000 feet on a special cart designed to keep its famous crack from getting any bigger. The new $13 million Liberty Bell Center includes an exhibition of photographs, artifacts, and text. Pennsylvania Governor Edward Rendell says many visitors may be surprised by the new exhibits.
For example, most Americans don't know that at the time of the independence of our country, 1776, it wasn't called the Liberty Bell, it was the State House Bell. It only became known as the Liberty Bell when it became the symbol of the movement to abolish slavery.
In fact, it was a controversy over slavery that prompted the National Park Service to take a closer look at what should go inside and outside of the new facility. Last year, a scholarly journal revealed that the new building would stand just a few yards from the spot where President George Washington housed his stable slaves when Philadelphia was the nation's capital in the 1790s. Activists and historians urged the Park Service to address the bell's role in the abolition of slavery and to acknowledge that the bell's promise of freedom did not always extend to women and minorities. Morris Vogel, a professor of history at Temple University, says it's important to keep in mind that the founding fathers were surrounded by slavery.
Many of them were slave owners. You can leave it at that, say it's an irony. But you can look deeper than that, and that's what I hope this new installation lets us do.
But some say the exhibition doesn't do enough to recognize the history of slavery on the site. While the National Park Service was declaring the new building open for business, more than 100 protesters gathered across the street. Michael Cord is a member of the Avenging the Ancestors Coalition.
The slave quarters are a mere 5 feet from the main entrance. We've been demanding a conspicuous and permanent footprint marking outline so that folks can see where they're standing.
Last year, Congress urged the Park Service to appropriately commemorate Washington's slaves at a memorial outside the new Liberty Bell Center. Park Superintendent Mary Bomar says there is a tentative plan in the works.
I believe in shared leadership, shared dialogue, to help me move that project forward, and I will bring people to the table.
Bomar says the Park Service has yet to find all the funding for the project. Philadelphia Mayor John Street today promised $1.5 million from the city, but that's $3 million less than the projected cost. That means it could still be months or years before the Park Service breaks ground on a memorial. Until then, the new Liberty Bell Center will remain, for some, a work in progress. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.